The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on December 7th, 2018. And yes, today was December 7th. That's brought us into World War II. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. News is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. You're looking for those perfect Christmas presents. They have all types of great things in there, all, you know, lines of new products, expanded walk-in humidor for that man that, you know, enjoys a cigar now and then, just to find some really good ones down there and some of the new product lines. And they have great, great customer service. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good. And what's the weather look like here for the next few days?
Currently 34 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 41. Saturday it's going to be mostly sunny during the day with a slight chance of rain that night with a high of 60, a low of 43. Then on Sunday we have a 50% chance of rain with a high of 54 and a low of 43. And on Monday during the day, we have a 40% chance of showers with a high of 57 and a low of 39.
Okie dokie. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, California, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors, veterans, and has payment plans for propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if it's Friday and it's 7, it must be Amy.
Good morning.
Amy is such a...
I'm a little tired today.
Okay. Tell people why.
I get up at 3 a.m. multiple times this week, so I got up at 3 a.m. twice now this week, so I'm just a little...
You were up to Wairika. You had to take a load of kitties.
Yeah, so I'm also the rescue coordinator for Haven Humane, so I do a lot of transports to other facilities out of area. So.
When you take them up to Wairika, do you just, like, let them out?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And let them run?
Nope, I do not.
I know.
It's a lot of work, so... Yeah, I'm just a little bit more tired than usual today, but I am...
She came in, she sat down, grabbed the coffee, and I thought, uh-oh. She's going to need some help getting up and getting in here.
I said, Carl, you do Pet of the Week. I'm tired today.
I can do it because this is a cutie.
Yes.
Tell us about this dog.
Missy with me. Missy is a 5-month-old Chihuahua mix. She's a little tall for a Chihuahua,
Chihuahua.
So I'm thinking maybe like a little terrier in there. She's very, very cute. She's very energetic and sweet.
She's staring at Jared. Jared, look at that. She's staring at you, buddy.
She really likes to be in your lap and kissing your face, and she's usually constantly wagging her tail.
You got a big Christmas sweater on.
Well, it's cold out there.
Anyway.
I have to warm her up.
She looks very cute. She looks docile.
Yes, she is, and she does great with kids, cats, and other dogs. So at 5 months old, she's still very much a puppy, so she... can be trained to be good with things.
She rolls over on her back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's very, very sweet. And she is a forcible kisser, though.
A forcible kisser?
No consent. You have to just really, tell her, hey, look, my tongue's in my mouth. Yours stays in your mouth. Like, you don't put it in mine. Because she will, try to lick the inside of your mouth when you're talking or she's sitting. She gets so excited, she just, licks everywhere. And she does try to lick inside of your mouth. It's ridiculous.
I don't know what to say about that.
My dog does
that sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little dog thing.
You know, she'll come over and put paw on either side of my head if I'm laying down.
Yeah.
And start licking my face. She just goes for it.
Just loving you.
Stop it.
It's like grooming you.
She's grooming me. Yeah. That's right. Okay, this is a cute dog. This is a dog you can take home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because she's got all of her shots, got spayed.
She's ready to go. She also has
chipped and all those things. And is there any special deals?
There are. Today is the last day of our Stuff the Bus because we are going to be stuffing the bus today. Really excited to see how many, when, you know, we have the buckets, the big barrels outside, mm-hmm. you know, and And if you bring in a toy for the last, we've been doing it for almost a month, I think now, there's a discounted adoption fee. It's been going down slowly. So this week, it's actually, today is the last day of our $25 for dogs and $10 for cats.
$25, you can get this little dog named Missy that you can change its name.
Yeah.
If you want to.
So you can bring in an unwrapped new children's toy for Stuff the Bus. And
do you get the Christmas sweater with Missy?
Oh, no, this is my sweater.
This is your sweater. Do you wear that sweater?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, so, yeah, today's the last day for Stuff the Bus, so get down and...
Now, where's that at?
It's at Haven.
At Haven.
At Haven, 7449 Eastside Road.
Come in with a toy.
Come in with a toy.
Unwrapped, new.
An unwrapped new toy.
Doesn't have to be a $100 toy either.
No, it doesn't. Nope.
It could be games.
So today we will be stuffing the bus around 1 o'clock, I believe, is when we're going to be delivering what we have. And I'm excited to see it all in its an entirety. We always line it all up in the lobby and then take a picture of everything all together because we empty the barrel throughout the... throughout the process, every time it gets full, so we don't really see what it looks like in its entirety until we get it all together, and it's super fun.
We've got our toys for Tots going, too, and it's filled that up, so don't keep your fingers off our toys out there.
I'm not making any promises. Okay. It's going to be Jim and Mark, and you know they're ruthless.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so we have Missy a Pomeranian, not Pomeranian, a Chihuahua mix.
Yes.
A little bit taller, but gosh, what a sweetheart. She's sitting here in your lap. She's 6 months old, so she's quiet, though she's still puppy.
Yeah,
she gets along with everything.
Make much noise so far.
Yeah. And she gets along with everything.
Yeah.
And can be probably easily potty trained if she isn't already.
Yep.
Okay.
And you could take her home today.
Take her home today. She's really cute.
She is really cute.
Jared. Here's another one for you, Jared. Jared goes, Jared's holding out for the potbelly pigs.
I know. I'll bring one in one day. I promise.
You promise?
I'm trying to. I never end up doing it.
I know.
It's not that easy, you know.
There's not that many.
There's not that many. It's not that easy to bring them in.
When you have... that's a little exotic out there.
Oh, we have a mini pony right now. But it's been claimed.
How does somebody lose a mini pony?
The finder of the mini pony is adopting the mini pony, actually.
How does somebody find a mini pony?
I don't know. It wandered onto her property, and she called and said, there's a pony out here, and I have no idea where it came from, and my neighbors don't know where this pony came from, so.
A mini pony?
Yeah.
Is in good shape?
Yep. He's old. He's a little old guy, but he's
That's what
cute.
Happens. Somebody dropped him off.
Yeah.
Probably put him in the back seat, put him in a little carrier.
No, he's not that mini.
Well,
he wouldn't fit in the
many.
Back seat of a car, no.
Well, mini ponies do.
No.
This is just a small pony.
He's a very small pony.
But a mini pony, they breed them for that. They're talking about them taking, they're going to be service animals.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Taking them on planes with you, like you would a regular dog.
Those are
dog.
Not easy poops to clean up. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. If I don't see you before, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys.
And good luck on Missy. Good luck, little Missy. You're going to have a home by Christmas, I can tell.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
She's pretty cool. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting just happens to be 60, and Linda's Sleep Number just happens to be 40. So that's one of the best things about Sleep Number mattresses. I can have the firmness on my side of the bed, and she can have a different one on hers, which means that you just sleep better. And now with the new 360 smart beds, that when you move, it adjusts to you. The best gift. Can you think of a better gift? Jared, you're getting here too. Jared, can you think of a better gift for Christmas than the good night sleep? Now, a good night's sleep for the next 10, 12, 15 years on the Sleep Number mattress. Does a good night's sleep mean a lot to you?
Yes.
I mean, it does, because you get up early and you work late here at the station.
Yeah, my mattress is getting on in years.
Maybe that's time, because right now they're having some big sales down there, the 360 smart bed. It's not just a bed. It's a brighter future for you. For the holidays, from $999. Yeah, just going down there, hop in the bed, say, Carl and Linda and Jared sent you, and see what it's like. See how it feels. These are like J.D. Power's number one mattresses, Consumer Report number one mattresses, and there's a reason for it, because they are. Sleep Number, down at the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on December the 7th.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Reading shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty? Dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Lundebotlin. It's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. I tell you what, if you're looking for those heaters, and I mean, it's that time of the year. I mean, it's cold. It's going to get colder, and you want reliable heating and hot water. It's SST Oil. They do Toyotomy, monitor heaters, all run on kerosene. As long as you have kerosene, you're going to have real hot water and a warm house. And they make sure that kerosene is delivered on time no matter where you are at. That's SST Oil, the ones that kept all the engines going during the fires, the car fires and the Delta fires and the camp fires. There's SST Oil out there on the lines, too. Give them a call, 241-1167 for your kerosene oil needs, for your, you know, for gasoline cards. I use their CFN card. It's good in 59,000 different places. I never once did not find a place it worked on a trip down to Nevada and back. So, SST Oil. The December 7th, 1941, at 7:48 in the morning, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. We can go into a number of different reasons that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, but the bottom line on it was that they attacked. It began our entry into World War II, a war that lasted till 45, that led to hundreds of thousands of Americans being killed and wounded, in fact, over a million, and changed the world totally. Of course, you know, the war started in the European side. The Japanese started. They had, you know, already entered Korea. They'd already been in China, and then they felt like we were squeezing them on oil. That they were not sure what our intentions were, so they wanted to strike first and take it. Well, the only problem was, as Admiral Tojo said, beware of waking the sleeping giant, and it did. And the one thing that we do very well in America is, we strike back, but two, we had the industrial base to build a war machine that we supplied planes, ships, guns, ammo to all of our allies. But today, December 7th, it happened in 1941. And today, out at the county courthouse, there'll be a ceremony. I believe it starts around 9. For the in memory of Pearl Harbor. It was the Pearl Harbor survivors, but the last one moved away a couple years ago. Most of them have passed away now. But the people, their families and other people that want to remember this day, that want to celebrate the memory of those who fought and died on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, County Courthouse. I believe it's at 9 o'clock. We'll find out for sure what time it is. But and that's today. Okay, moving on. Jared, you remember the dog thefts? Remember that those people stole the dogs?
And they found them in the locked van?
Yeah, and they found them in the locked van. They took them from, they took the van itself, and then they found the van hours later, and they were concerned that the dogs were just going to be dead. These were, you know, the valuable show dogs. Well, yesterday, Trish Clark walks in at like 7:04. I mean, she calls me. She says, hey, the freeway shut down. I've got to go take other different ways. Well, she walked in. We weren't sure what it was. Well, it turns out that a Reading police officer saw a stolen car, and they started the chase. And it led to a point where Shasta County Sheriff or an Anderson Police Department, everybody got into this thing, laid out a spike strip. You know what that is? Where they lay the spike strip across the road, and when you drive over, it punctures your tires. Well, it punctured one of the tires of this, I don't know, whatever kind of car it was, Honda or something. And the guy kept running, or kept driving, got it out onto the I-5, gets out of the car and starts shooting at the police officers. Not a good idea. They returned fire. He got back in the car. They came in, and they used non-lethal force to get him out of the car, but it was too late. He was already dead at that point. And finds out, and then we find out, is this guy has been wanted not only for other things, but he was wanted in for the theft of that van with the dogs. That was one of the things he's done. So that's why they closed down the I-5 yesterday.
I don't know how I didn't hear about this already.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. It was closed down. It was closed down for an hour or so while they tried to, you know, get all this stuff done. They had an armored vehicle coming in, the whole thing, but. And, you know, and here's the thing. They got him for, and there must be, you know, maybe there's more to it than that. But here's the thing. The guy stole the animals, right? But they got the animals back. And let's just face it. That's not something in our society today you're going to go to jail for. You're just not going to go to jail for it. And then he's got a stolen car. He's not going to go to jail for that. If he goes to jail, it'll be for a short period of time. Unless there's a whole bunch of other things that they want him for, he's not going to even go to jail for more than a month. Instead, he gets out of the car and starts shooting. And this is, you think about this, because of the way our justice system is okay. It's the politicians that have changed the rules that put all these people back on the street. If this guy had been caught the first time doing things, in which he has been caught. He's got a record like this. He would have been in jail. He'd still be alive today. I know it's, you know, you go, well, you know, gosh, but he shouldn't have stolen. Well, they shouldn't have pulled out a gun and started shooting at the police. You don't shoot at police in Redding or Shasta County and expect to walk away from it. It just doesn't happen. If it does, it's an anomaly. Our guys do not fool around when somebody points a gun at them. Our guys and girls, our men and women. But this whole thing is, there was nothing. What was going through his mind when he could have just said, okay, all right, they arrest me, they take me to jail, I'm out in 2 days. 2 days. I mean, you just think about it. So was there anything else in there about it? I read about it, and I did some research on it, and I can't see anything else in there why he would do something like this.
I guess his girlfriend was with him. That's the only thing.
He dropped her off.
Yeah.
He dropped her off, and she immediately got on the ground and just said, hey, I'm not part of this. But
maybe it was suicide by a cop.
Could be. Maybe, and then we go back to that. That's a good point. He was always in trouble. This was it. I'm tired of it. So I'm just going to go out in a blaze of glory. And I'm not sure a blaze of glory is going on. You know, did he really shoot at the police? Did he, or did you write? Did he just come out shooting because he knew it was going to be over then? That's interesting. It's interesting because what that does is it still affects the policeman because all they know is that, hey, this guy's shooting at us and they've still taken a life. And some people that really affects, it really affects people. When they're into that, and not that it shouldn't, of course, but for some people, it's difficult to get past that. All right, I found that so interesting that something like this would happen. Knowing, I mean, the guy's part of our criminal justice system. He's been arrested probably several times. He's probably been, in and out. That if it wasn't a suicide, why would he do something like this? Because he knows he's going to be out of jail in a week. Oh, we got the guy that stole the dogs. Dogs weren't dead. Dogs didn't die. They all got back to their owners. I'm going to take a break. These things, when I start seeing things like this, you just have to kind of ask yourself why, why things like this happen. Why people, relatively, it doesn't seem like there's any reason but come out shooting. Unless it was a suicide attempt. Okay. Hey. Tomorrow at the VFW on Oregon Street, they are hosting the Army-Navy game. The doors open at 11 o'clock. I think the game starts at 1, so that there's all types of little things you can do before that. And there will be a steak dinner with all the fixings from 6 to 8 p.m. It's for $15. Think about that. A steak dinner with everything, and it probably has dessert, too. At 1251 Oregon Street at the VFW Post 1934. It's going to be tomorrow. And you don't have to be a member of the VFW to go in there and enjoy the game. Yeah. And of course to have the dinner, you just have to make a little reservation there. So, Army Navy game tomorrow. Be there 11 o'clock. Jared's going. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, we experience this difference. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. Give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 7:32 in the morning here on the 7th of December. That ceremony for the ceremony to remember Pearl Harbor will be down at Shasta County Courthouse at 9:55, not 9 o'clock, but at 9:55 this morning. If you get a chance, head on down there and remember those brave men and women who fought in our Second World War, of course, but those who fought and died on December 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better about windshields than Jeff Wurst. Jeff is a veteran of the United States Army and has been in this business for a few decades. He's been to a variety of different schools. He's always going to a school to improve his knowledge on how to repair a windshield. Now, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And remember, these little chips that may get some water in it can freeze, because today's temperature right now is 33, and it's going to get colder. And if it had a little bit of water in that crack, it could expand it and crack your windshield. So going down to Jeff Force, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. He'll look at your windshield, and he's not going to waste your time. He's going to tell you whether you can fix it or not. And if he fixes it, he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, tonight, I should say, at the Shasta Arts Council at the Old City Hall, there will be, at 7 p.m., a new holiday tradition begins. Evidence the wit and cleverness of a holiday classic starring Bennett Gale with Scrooge, Tiny Tim, Ghost, and more. And he reads this holiday classic, Scrooge, and it starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7, and it's $10 general, $5 for students with ID. And if you are a survivor of any of the fires, Carr, Delta, or Camp, and you're around here and you want to go see that, it's free. Now, the You know who Kevin Hart is, buddy?
I do.
Okay, he's a comedian. Funny. Funny.
Apparently he tweeted something inappropriate recently.
Oh, see, okay, but let's just talk about him for a second. He's funny. He's been in a lot of movies. You know, he's been in with, you know, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's been, you know, he's been in a lot of movies. He's, you know, on, you know, he's funny. He's small. He's, you know, and he makes jokes about that. Well, they picked him to do the Academy Awards, to be the host of the Academy Awards. I don't know how many African Americans have done that, but you know, it's kind of a big honor. I mean, if you watch the Oscars. Well, it appears that he did tweet something years ago that could be considered anti-gay. I think one of them was, if his kid came home and wanted to play with dolls, he'd break the dollhouse over his head. I think that was one of them. Anyway, you know, he's deleted those, but it was too much that it offended the Hollywood community, and so Kevin Hart is now stepped down as from the Academy Awards. He is not going to be the host, which is too bad. I think, you know what, because he pokes fun at everybody. So I guess you can't do that if you're in Hollywood. Because it's too, it's just not, it's not cool to do that. Okay, the NFL. The NFL is just losing seats and advertising revenue. It's just, for some reason, it's been going downhill for the last 3 or 4 years. You can say that it was probably, you know, it started out with Kaepernick and the kneeling during the national anthem, and then how, you know, and then Trump got into it, and then it got, you know, the next year it got really big and all these things. And people started staying away, and they started watching other things. And then, but they kind of comes back, because now there's like maybe one or two in the whole NFL that still kneel. The rest of them are standing there, you know, for the national anthem. And so you would think, okay, everything's forgiven. It's time to come back and watch. It's time to go back to the games. No. No, they're not. The Buccaneers were offering 2-for-1 prior, 2-for-1 tickets. I mean, when you think about that. And I think people all of a sudden realize that I'm paying, in some cases, people are paying maybe a whole day's wages to go to the game or more, to go to a football game and watch these guys that I think the minimum they make is $750,000. I think it's the minimum. And, of course, the maximum we know is up into the hundreds of millions. And then the owners, with all the money they make. So I think that maybe people just maybe took a look at it, took a look at football. And it really doesn't have anything to do with the kneeling thing anymore. Because the revenue from advertising has dropped dramatically. People not showing up for games. Now, it could just be, if you look at how many teams there are in the NFL, it appears to have losing records or mediocre records. With only 3 or 4, maybe 5, that have good records. You know what I mean? Like, you know, 10-2 or 10-3 or something like that. I don't know. But here's the NFL had his chance to do something right, and they stabbed themselves in the chest again. Running back, I think his name's Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys. When he scored a touchdown, he ran over and he jumped into the Salvation Army barrel. They have him there at the end zones. He runs over, he jumps into the barrel, and then he gets out and he pulls $21. He pulls a little stack of ones out from someplace, or somebody ran over and gave it to him. He drops it in there to say, hey, you should donate to the Salvation Army. And then, so what happens to the NFL... just fined him $13,000 for doing that. Said it was unsportsmanlike. It's unsportsmanlike for him to throw a $21 in, and they fined him $13,000. But what Elliott said was, really? Really? For drawing attention to an organization that does things for people? Really? He says, well, I'll pay your little fine. That's what he said. I'll pay your little fine. I'm sorry you feel like that, but I'm also going to donate $21,000 to the Salvation Army, as did the quarterback from the Cowboys, Dak, whatever his name is. I don't follow football a lot. But this is another example of our NFL. Now let's go to Ranger Rick. Ranger, good morning.
Good morning. Over here at Phase Line, Nevada. just calling in. My my phone lit up saying we needed a clarification on that Army-Navy game entrance. Yeah, you have to be sponsored by a member to come into the VFW.
Okay, that's true. But if you show up that day, somebody will sponsor you.
Well, yes, pretty much 99.9% true. Now, you know, you got to behave, you got to be sponsored, and that's generally the rule. It's a fairly lax day that day. We want to celebrate this day of traditional football. This is service academy football. It's not the NFL. It's not a bunch of, you know, issues going on there. This is a pretty straightforward game, and, you know, they stand for the flag, so yes.
Okay, so when you come to the VFW, you're going to ring the bell to get in. When you come in, somebody will be there and say, hey, look, I'm not a member, but I do want to participate in this, and then somebody will sign you in.
Exactly.
And that's what it takes. But if you're going to be rowdy and yell and say things about the, you know, about the Army team, you'll be really welcomed at that point.
Well, you can't say bad things about the we'll just leave that one alone. But I am rooting for the Army, but I just enjoy the game. This is the game of the year for, you know, somebody like you and I.
Well, you know what? And actually, this is I may actually have that time off. Because I thought I was going to be working, but I actually am going to have the time off to be able to watch the game. So I think I'm going to get the, you know, get all of our little game snacks and sit there. Or even better, I'm going to head on down to the VFW and sit there and yell and cheer with my fellow veterans.
Well, this
that's
year,
going to be more
Carl,
fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Carl, look, leave the goat at home this year. You know, I know your Navy Department, you know, Marine, and last year you brought your goat in. That's the mascot for the Navy team. Just leave it at home this year.
Well, you know what? The only problem with me bringing that goat was I saw a couple of Rangers looking at it with love in their eyes.
Well, that's it could happen.
Just
say
goodbye, Rick. Hey, are you going to be back? Are you going to be back for it? Or are you going? You're still over there.
Well, I'd like to be back for it. Believe me, I just I'm kind of like Command Sergeant Major Lighty.
Yeah, you're laid up too.
Well, I'm kind of laid up. I'm not laid up just yet. Yes, I am. But next week they lop off my knee and give me a new one. So I'm kind of preparing for that.
Wow.
And there's a lot of weather between here and there. So
you guys would jump out.
Major and I have something in common.
Oh yeah, you guys would jump out of planes when you're doing it. When you're a kid, you think this is a lot of fun. And when you get to be your age, not so much.
The proof in the pudding. I mean, Command Sergeant Major Lighty, you know, he jumped out of a lot of planes. We were both in the 82nd, and I'm sure he's got more jumps than me, but nevertheless, I never landed. I always impacted on the earth. And, you know, it's the earth. I'm telling you, man, the earth is hard.
Every jump I made was a night jump. My eyes were closed, you know, so.
Man,
I peek on my way down.
Well, there's a lot to it, yeah. You land hard, you land fast, and then you put your weapon in operation, and then you move out for days and days and days. So,
hey,
yeah.
Any PLF you can make and walk away from is a success.
I disagree. we can debate that later, but, yeah. There's a technique to landing properly.
That's true, but what I said was if you can make it and walk away and do your job, it was a perfect PLF. Of course, it could be one that where your feet and your face hit at the same time, but which is hard, but you can do it.
Just talking about that stuff.
The 1-5. The 1-5, your points of contact, 1 and 5.
Yeah, 5 points of contact, yeah.
Your first is your feet, and the fifth is your face, so...
they teach you how to land properly. I mean, there's a proper parachute landing fall called the PLF. But nevertheless. All animosities put aside between service rivalries on the Saturday the 10th, and it's followed by that steak night, too, which is we're anticipating quite the turnout for that.
Great. It's going to be great. Okay. Thanks a lot,
right.
Ranger Rick.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, now, we've got a new phone system here, and I'm feeling a little feedback in there. Did it sound like it though to you when it was coming across? Because I can hear it in my earphones here.
Well, he sounded fine. I think you were a little distorted.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean though. Is that
a little crackly kind of?
Yes. So we've got to figure out what's causing that. As long as he comes across okay, I can live with this. But if it's we're going to have to keep adjusting this. As everybody knows, we're building our new studio. We've got all this new equipment in. Yesterday, Diane, who does our traffic and logs, I'm doing the traffic and logs because I actually figured it out. So I'm trying to train her on how to do it. And there's little parts of it that from our old system, our new system is so much better, so much quicker, but it's not the same as the old system. And as you know, when you start getting into things like that, that it has a tendency to, you know, to, you think everything's done, and then all of a sudden we get a red section of the traffic to show up or the logs to show up, and we try to figure that out. Why is that happening like that? It shouldn't do that. So we just ignored it, and I loaded it, and it's all working. So there, well, at least so far it's working. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Lions Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. It's 33 degrees right now, my friends. It's going to go up to 57 today. And if you don't have your heater working, those filters changed from the fires and all that, you need to do that. And you need to do it through the Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, been in the business for a quarter of a century. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I want you to know is that we had a problem. Our heater just, you know, the thermostat just went blank. Called Alliance Heating and Air. They were there that day. They had it fixed in 45 minutes and out the door. Very professional. And that's why we call Alliance Heating and Air. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of December. 33 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Turn it up, baby.
I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody, find me. Somebody to love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botman. Is on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, where they're moving local dreams forward. 1845 California Street is their newest branch right here in Reading. They have one on Main Street in Red Bluff, of course, and they're getting ready to move their headquarters down to Hartnell and that big shopping center right there. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run, and run by your friends. Cornerstone. Now, that song you just heard was from Queen. And yesterday, Linda said, I'm going to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, and I want you to go with me. So I went. I wasn't expecting much. You know, I'd heard it was a good movie. But by the end of this movie, I am just really, really into it. Bohemian Rhapsody is playing down at the 14, you know, the big Cinemax. They've got these chairs now. I don't know if you've been in their chair. But you go in, and you sit down. It's like a recliner. You push a button and your legs come back, come out. There's plenty of room between you and the next. You know, it's like sitting in your den. And it's got a heater on it, too, if you want to use that. That's Linda told me. But this movie, let's talk about this movie. The guy that stars in it, and I'm not going to go names and all this, but the first time I saw him, he was in this series called The Pacific, the story of the Marines fighting their way across the Pacific. And he played kind of a strange guy in there. Anyway, but he fought through the Pacific and made it through all the battles with these guys. And it's interesting to see where one of the leads in the Pacific was hit. You know, he was a supporting actor. But one of the leads in the Pacific was also in this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, playing his bass guitarist in this, because this is the story of Queen and Freddie Mercury. And it's just a tremendous story. But the music, of course, the one we just did, you know, Somebody to Love. And then you have the Bohemian Rhapsody, which I don't think anybody's ever listened to. It's 6 minutes long. But the one, We Will Rock You, and how it started and how the relationship in this band. This band was a family. And as one of them put it, he says, it's the family that nobody wants, but everybody can relate to. And it's the story of this man who was driven and a genius he had a lifelong love, this girl. I think her name was Lucy. They met when he was young and she was young, and they had this lifelong love, but he was also bisexual. And their relationship broke up. However, they remained lifelong friends and confidants. And Freddie Mercury broke up the band. He went on his own. He had two albums on his own. And then when the Live Aid concert came in 1985, according to the movie, you know, this is again to the movie, He comes back to beg to be back together with the band. And the band accepts him. The other three accept him back. They go out on the stage for that Live Aid concert in 1985. And they just kill it out there. The movie is good. I recommend you go see it. You know, you're going to, if you like the music, but also interactions among people, watching a person being driven, not sure of him, who he is, and what he should be doing for maybe his whole life. Freddie Mercury. And the name of the movie is called Bohemian Rhapsody, after one of their famous albums they put out. When it first came out, Bohemian Rhapsody, the song, it was panned by everybody. Nobody bought it. The album was hammered. When it was re-released after the Live Aid concert, it went to number one in the world. So, anyway, I don't usually go on about movies, but that one was pretty good. The Democratic National Committee president, Mr. Perez, had a couple of statements to say. He says there's areas of our country that we get way too much information from the pulpit, from our NRA magazines, and Fox News, and there's no way that we're getting the right information from that. Now, when he uses the word the pulpit, he says that means the church. That we're getting way too much information from our churches. And I wonder about that. I wonder when a politician says that from a party that just took over the House of Representatives, when the leadership of their party says, we get too much information. The people against us, the people that vote against us, get too much information from the pulpit. Does that mean they're going to start looking at churches about the way that what the sermons are or what is being said in the church? And if you don't like what they're being said, oh, I'm sorry, but you can't say that, if you're a 501 or if you're a nonprofit, as churches are. I'm sorry, you can't say that. If you say that, we're going to have to investigate you and take away that privilege. Take away that 501 that you have. When I see things like this, I get a chill when I see the leadership of a party that just took over the House of Representatives say something like this, that they get too much information from their church. To me, it smacks of totalitarianism. It smacks of somebody wanting to get into your religion, your freedom of religion. And now, do churches have the right to say what they want in their church when they speak to their congregation? Jared. You just pushed yours on.
Well, I was just saying, how do you know they're not referring to, say, the bully pulpit, which has a completely different definition?
Because he said in the
he said religious pulpits.
He said the pulpits, and he was talking about churches. In fact, I'll go back and get the
transcript.
Not the transcript, but what he said. He said it on the TV. So, but it was from the church. And so I have a problem. But even if you say bully pulpit, but when you use the word pulpit, you know what pulpit means. Pulpit means church. That's what when you're talking about that. And he didn't say bully pulpit. There's two different, that's a different meaning totally. So I that bothers me when I see things like that. That's one of the things that bother me. The other thing that really offended me is driving down the road. And you're doing like 70, 72, and there's somebody in the left-hand lane, and you have to go around them. Jared.
Yes.
You said that really offends you.
It really ticks me off when people are slow in the fast lane, yes.
Why?
Because they don't have to be there.
What if they're driving the speed limit?
If someone else is going faster, then you should get over.
I agree.
Because, you might be, they might be going the speed limit, and you might be breaking it by 2 or 3 miles an hour, but you're still.
We're going to have Congressman LaMalfa should be calling in right after the hour, at 8:05. I want to ask Congressman LaMalfa, how long are we going to be in Afghanistan? How long are we going to keep fighting there? I'm just wondering. It's been, we've lost five soldiers in the last couple weeks. How long are we going to be in Afghanistan? Is this something that, I mean, we should be able to have something on there that says, well, you know, as soon as we accomplish these things, then we can leave. And if it says, well, as soon as we accomplish these things, we can leave. And if it looks like it's going to take 10 years, fine. But we should know that. I mean, this has been going on since 2001. It's 17 years. We're still losing humans there. We're still losing Americans. We're still spending billions. When is this going to be over? I mean, if you know what? A young man could have enlisted in 2001, and his son could be fighting alongside him in Afghanistan this year. Think about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460 Shasta Ready.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Republicans and respected by Democrats.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was fired last month. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And the president is tapping State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, succeeding Nikki Haley. Prior to the State Department, Nauert worked at the Fox News Channel. Her nomination will require Senate confirmation. With America's employers adding 155,000 jobs last month, the unemployment rate is holding steady at 3.7%, a 49-year low. And there are slow but steady strides in worker pay.
Wage growth remains respectable here, a 3.1% gain in average hourly earnings over the past year. It's not a lottery jackpot, but it also doesn't set off inflation alarm bells for financial markets or central bankers.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick does expect the Fed to hike interest rates a quarter of a point this year. Says the big question is, what will the Fed signal regarding the direction of rates next year? Hoping to boost the price of crude, OPEC and its ally Russia have a tentative deal to cut oil output by 1.2 million barrels per day. Under the scheme, OPEC would produce 800,000 barrels, Russia 400,000 a day, and crude prices are rising on that news. Stocks are sinking on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 195 points, the S&P off 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
P3 Advanced has already taken Walmart by storm, but you can try a 30-day supply by calling toll-free. Call 1-800-458-7294.
Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try.
If you're ready to cut down on bathroom trips, get your 30-day supply of P3 Advanced. Call 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Security has been stepped up outside Sri Lanka's Supreme Court as a ruling is expected on the president's decision to dissolve parliament last month.
The 7-judge bench of the Sri Lankan Supreme Court will determine whether President Sirisena has the authority to sack parliament. Mr. Sirisena has strongly defended his decision, saying the country needed a new start and he could not work with Mr. Wickremesinghe. The country's administration has been in paralysis as an appeals court this week ruled that Mahinda Rajapaksa and his cabinet could not take up office until the Supreme Court's final judgment. The political instability in the island nation has also raised concerns for the economy, already expanding at its slowest pace in more than a decade.
That's the BBC's Anbarasa Netharajan reporting. A walkout by rail workers in a pay dispute disrupting Portuguese train services amid a spate of strikes by government employees in that country. News and analysis at townhall.com. A phoned-in bomb threat forced evacuation last night of CNN's New York office.
The company website says several fire alarm bells rang inside CNN's New York City newsroom, signaling the evacuation shortly after 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Staffers evacuated the building, and Don Lemon's CNN Tonight program was taken off the air. The network temporarily went to taped programming. Numerous police and fire department trucks have blocked all vehicle and pedestrian traffic near CNN.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says after a sweep of the building by the NYPD bomb squad, the all clear was sounded. Staffers were allowed back inside. Fiat Chrysler will reportedly open another assembly plant in the Detroit area. A source says the factory will produce SUVs, but does not specify when it will open or how many jobs it will create. There's been no comment from the automaker. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at KCNR 1460. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced product line, enhanced walk-in humidor, but the same great customer service. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are advancing or are declining, extending yesterday's declines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 272 at 24,677. The S&P 500 is off 22 points at 2,674. NASDAQ Composite losing 93 points at 7,095. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Advanced Micro Devices, off 93 cents at $20.35. Kronos up $2.52, trading at $12.94. Apple down $3.38 at $171.41. Local stocks of interest, Federal Express down $1.44 at $212.99. Costco down $2.96 at $230.32. And UPS off 66 cents, trading at $107.46. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.90%. And commodity prices are higher this morning. Gold is up $7.40 an ounce at $1,248. Silver up 18 cents at $14.69 per ounce. And crude oil up $2.18, trading at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Wow, you sure get a lot of stuff in there and just in a short period of time.
Well, there's a lot going on every day.
Yeah, you know what, I've kind of watched.
And if we had Wednesday off, we could celebrate memories of President Bush, so the market was closed.
Oh, yeah.
But my screen was totally red from the previous day. I had to look at it all day.
I was going to say, that was kind of an exciting day, wasn't it?
Yep, we were here, but we were quietly being quiet. That's right. Anyway,
okay,
everyone have a happy weekend. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Do we still have Joe on there?
Hello.
Oh,
Carl.
Joe, you're on, buddy.
I'm on. Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Great. Staying tight to your phone there, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. We're ready.
All right. Well, hey, you know, it's no secret that staying fit and lean and healthy gets harder as we get older. However, the thing that kind of surprised me is how soon that starts. And it can get tough. We tend to, you know, hurt more and be less active. And, you know, we all wish that there was a magic pill out there, and there really isn't. It's more just doing small things right over a long period of time that's going to yield success and help to keep us healthy. So this morning I've got, like, three things that your listeners can try that might yield some great long-term results. First one is just to do something active every day. Instead of, you know, thinking, well, what days am I going to work out this week? It's just like, no, I'm going to do something active every single day. Some days I might just be going for a 30-minute walk, but just to stay active. And I think if you start implementing that over months and years, it's going to have a long-term impact. My second tip is to join a group or exercise class. It might be a group of guys you get together with and, you know, play basketball at the Y with. At Adamson's, we've got a program called Skinny Jeans for women, where 6 to 9 women meet in a group twice a week. And we've got women that have just done that for years, and it just works for them. It keeps them on point. So it gives extra support that people need. And then lastly, consider including high-intensity training into your workout plan once or twice a week. I think I've talked with you guys about that in the past a little bit. It's been a hot topic for a couple of years. And high-intensity training has been shown to really, it's not just for young people. It's been shown to have great results for people of all ages, and really just makes physiological changes even down to the cellular level, and it can really provide some great health benefits. So I think those three things: do something daily, get involved with a group, and include some high-intensity training into your weekly routine. And over time, it'll help keep us healthy and fit and lean.
Okay. Joe, Addison's Peak Performance. You know what? My gift to me this year for Christmas is going to be 2 hours a day for all of 2019 that I can use. And an hour of it is going to be with you there, buddy.
All right. I love it.
No,
you're
going
to look forward to that.
I mean that. I think that's something we need to give to ourselves, is a couple hours a day. So that hour, at least one of that of those hours is going to be with you.
That
well,
is reasonable.
Not you personally, maybe,
great.
But you know what I mean.
Right. No, that'd be fantastic. That will really get things done. You'll see things improving in a hurry.
I think so. Okay. Hey, Joe Adamson's. Adamson's Peak Performance, great place. Our gym. It's a gym of so many other people, too. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Jared, we forgot to do the weather there, buddy.
All right. It's actually gone down even more. It's
oh, my gosh.
32 degrees right now. Today we have a hot, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 41. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny during the day with a slight chance of rain. That night with a high of 60, a low of 43. On Sunday we have a 50% chance of rain, a high of 54, a low of 43. And on Monday during the day we have a 40% chance of showers with a high of 57 and a low of 39.
Okay, we've got the phone ringing there. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson business, veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney are the owners of Shasta Gas Propane, have won awards for hiring veterans. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans on their propane. They are really a quality business, and you should give them a call if you have propane requirements at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. DC, good morning.
Hey, Carl, I know you're on the front lines. And my understanding is the IEDs are set off by some person with a cell phone that's nearby.
Not necessarily.
Okay, but if that is true, that some of them are, why can't our guys, block cell phone coverage?
They do. It's not just cell phones. It's garage door openers. It's anything can send a signal out. And we have jammers.
So they're off the signal. But it seems like to me we should have the technology when our guys are driving through bad areas that, bingo, that they don't have to worry about that.
We do have that technology. But in some cases they can be command detonated through you just push a button. Some of them can be a pressure that you drive over and it explodes it, like an old mine, except they're using hoses with water in them that increases the...
Are we actually using the cell phone stuff when we're out on patrols?
You mean the jamming?
Yeah.
If it's on a motorized patrol, they're on the beginning and the end of the column, and it jams everything. If they're on foot patrol, it may be a little bit more difficult than that.
Yeah, it just drives me nuts that that. Here we are in 2018, and they're still getting away with this.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of these things are, they're command detonated, and we lost some people. They were doing an inspection, and they went past this one area, and it was command detonated by somebody. And you're right. If we had at that point if it was just by wire and they just have to close the circuit, there's really nothing you can do on that unless you cut the wire. And if you don't see the wire, it's going to go off. But we do have ways of jamming, and we've jammed so many of them that just the explosions never happened.
Okay, now what about if we had like a drone, not the big fancy ones, just the basic ones, flying ahead of it, would they see the little lines that the wires are buried under, that the earth has been changed?
There's possibilities. You know, like we're trained that when we stop and we're looking out there, we're looking for anything on the dirt that looks like disturbed dirt. So everybody's looking that way, and you start in a close, and you start working your way out further when you're standing there. But they've got, you know, I guess there's, you know, if they could get the some kind of, you know, in the earth look down so they could see if things are being buried, but it would be difficult. Like I said, they would put them in dead animals on the side of the road.
Oh.
Trash heaps. Oh, yeah, I see a dead dog alongside the road. I shift lanes still. Because they put things in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's all types of things. But, you know, we jammed thousands and thousands of them through, you know, through our techniques. And you could hear them. We've got, you know, they had films where they were going to show how they blew us up. And when they didn't, you could hear them cursing because we had our – but what happens is when we're jamming them, sometimes it interferes our comms. And so somebody will turn it off so they can talk. And when that happens, sometimes it comes back and haunts us. So
well, how does shutting cell phone service your comms, because you guys got very, very restricted radios over certain frequencies.
Yeah. Well, no, what I'm talking about is we have jammers out there that will go through the whole spectrum of the cell phone.
Oh.
And,
but then how does that affect your radios?
Oh, and it doesn't affect our radios. Our radios are in different frequencies.
That's what I thought. Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet, DC. All right. Hey, we have Congressman Lamoff on the line. Good morning, Congressman. Hello, Congressman LaMalfa.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Congressman, can we take a quick break and we'll get back and we can get started here? I was answering questions on IEDs on the other line. So,
IEDs or IUDs?
IEDs, okay? IEDs.
It almost sounded the same the way you said it, you know.
Yeah, okay. So. All right. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for the right jewelry present for your loved one, here it is. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10. This is where I go to 9:30 to 4, I should say. This is where I go to buy jewelry for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. Veiled tears for the virgin birth.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California 96003.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamasheen Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 34 degrees. Well, it's either 32 to 34. Either way, it is cold. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Jeff Avery and State Farm Insurance is bringing us this segment located at 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard, your local State Farm agent since 1986. Jeff and his team are available 24/7 because they know life doesn't always happen Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. They support many of our youth and veterans organizations. That's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance. You can give him a call at 243-4600. Hey, we're on the line here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning.
So how is it after everybody's kind of sworn in and you're seeing all the new faces, new happy faces?
Well, they're not sworn in yet. We don't have that until January 3 in the House.
But they're in there. But they're in there already, right?
Yeah, we're seeing that with the your local governments here, where a lot of them do it on December, or some do it in January also. But yeah, they're starting to float around there a little bit. You know, they're coming in for their new member information and office setup and interviewing their staff, prospective staff, and all that stuff. But they kind of run in a separate circle because the work we are supposed to be doing is done by the current members and in current committees and floor sessions and all that. So it's kind of a mixture.
Have you had a chance to run into the youngest ever from New York?
A couple terms ago, that was a nice young lady named Elise Stefanik. Which one are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the one from New York that is the...
I know who you're talking about.
Our socialist friend.
I haven't met her yet, but I did talk to the guy she beat just a couple nights ago. We were in the Rotunda area there, and he's a hardcore left wing Democrat, but he's pretty likable, and at least he kind of has an idea about the world there a little bit. So I just said, man, we were just talking, man. It's just a crazy world, isn't it, Joe? And like. He goes, you take what you get, So it's another one of his colleagues there, a pretty liberal guy from Massachusetts, but one I happen to like. He got taken out in a similar deal by another one of the very ideologue Bernie Sanders types. So, man, it's going to be, I'm just telling everybody, we're in for this for 2 years. Just bring popcorn and watch C-SPAN, okay? Just...
Well, the part I pulled out of this, though, Doug, was these were people you worked with, and even though they were liberals, they were guys you could work with and that you could talk to.
Yeah, exactly. One of them, we went on one of our congressional trips. This one of the guy from Massachusetts, he and his wife were on it. He's a great guy. I'd go to a Red Sox game with him, but that doesn't mean that we agree on 90% of our policies. But, what that camaraderie does is that on the stuff you can figure out, probably Republicans and Democrats can agree on at least 70% of the budget, right? Basic funding of infrastructure, military, or, the things that most everybody would agree that we need to do in one fashion or another correctly. and we fight hard over the other stuff, you know, like me and those other two guys I'm talking about. They're not going to, we're not going to agree on this single payer health care or Obamacare or Hillary care or any of it. But, you know, we do acknowledge that there's ways we help people in the health care system. But let's find a way it's efficient. It isn't a complete government takeover, and, you know, et cetera. So, you know, there's more of that goes on camaraderie wise than ever gets reported, because that's not sensational enough to, you saw it with George H.W. Bush's funeral there. George W. gave Michelle Obama a piece of candy. That's kind of their thing they do back and forth. And they have a friendship there, okay, which is kind of nice. Even though, you know, there's those out there might say you should never be friends with them and stuff like that. Well, you know, okay, that's fine. But life ends up being a little too short to carry that much anger all the time.
Yeah.
But when you're in the arena, you know, whether it's two football teams knocking the snot out of each other on a football field, after the game, they can be friends. When we're doing that on the arena in the house or the spits, you know, we fight hard for the policies that we're supposed to be representing to our belief system and our constituents. And you do that every day. And your side, you work to get the numbers so your side of the issue wins. And that doesn't always mean a partisan side. It means maybe just people agree with that. Unfortunately, it's become just absolutely partisan on a lot of these tough issues these days, because Chuck Schumer in the Senate doesn't give a vote away for anything on the issues we've been, you know, the stuff we sent over from the House. The Dems are completely solid on it, and I suppose maybe both ways. In the House of Representatives, for example, the Farm Bill basically got zipped as far as Democrat support, the version we sent out of the House, and that in the past has been a somewhat bipartisan effort. So, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs, Carl.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, and this new one coming in. Do you think there's a chance for the infrastructure bill to move forward? Is there enough for both sides to want to do something?
Infrastructure traditionally has been a pretty bipartisan issue. Everybody wants new roads and repaired roads, bridges, levee repairs, all that stuff. So it always comes back to how much money do we perceive that we have. That with the disclaimer out there that we're running a $21 trillion national debt, and will we ever, ever come to a balanced budget?
Do you think that'll ever happen? Here's your chance.
It'll take very, very strong discipline. And in this atmosphere right now, you know, where you have a looming government shutdown every 3 months, 6 months, that's not the way you cure it. And so... So you might be asking, well, Doug, why do you keep voting for these things if it just keeps expanding it? Because we're in a rock and a hard place on the thing. If we don't keep funding the government at some level, then the military runs out of money. And I can't sit here and watch our military be eviscerated anymore and put us as a nation in peril, put the people out there on the front lines in peril with airplanes falling out of the sky and helicopters that don't have parts and not enough armor on the Humvees and all this sort of stuff going on, because it's not a reliable funding stream. And so, you know, I'm in between those two spots, just like the people that send us there are feeling as well, because it's irresponsible to keep doing this. And, you know, what I've really hoped the seeds of the cure would be is with the economy we've had since President Trump has come in and put in place the things that we've worked for a long time in the House and the Senate, and he actually signs them, we've seen a really strong economy. We've seen the dramatic drops in unemployment. We've seen a lot of the seeds of what really makes cure for the ills for a country that that needs that economic activity to be able to pay for all these things. So with that, and with the catching up we have to do on military and some other things and infrastructure, my hope is that super strong economy is, you know, sustained over a period of time, and the sensible things that come with it, with the regulations that are a little more sensible to bring the jobs home, all those things working together, and more fiscal discipline, which is hard to get in the U.S. Senate, we would get to that point. But, you know, this is kind of a theoretical thing being put into practice to an extent here under Trump, and to answer when we will balance it, it's going to take more of that cooperation, more reality. And you see, watch what happens in, with complete Democrat control here in Sacramento. They came out on the first day when they were sworn in this week with just a ton of new spending. And they only have one quarter of the legislature is Republican now that would have even any inkling of putting the brakes on it. And they can't because they have, you know, with over two-thirds, they can do whatever they want.
Well, even the governor, if even Newsom, if he wanted to, which, of course, he doesn't, but even if he wanted to, they could override him.
Yes, they could. But Gavin's going to try and outrun Jerry. You're going to miss Jerry.
Oh, no, I miss him already. You know what? Jerry Brown, we used to say, and I believed it, was the most conservative Democrat in Sacramento was Jerry Brown. So,
which isn't saying much because look what they passed.
No, I know that. But, that, but
we're going to freak out your listeners here in a minute, but he's no conservative. I'm, you know, all the stuff, but yeah, he would be the one that would once in a while at least say, well, we might need to slow down the spending a little bit here. Or maybe this piece of gun legislation is one piece too far. You know, there's not even going to be that discipline under Gavin here because he's carving out a gun control agenda that moves much beyond what we're talking about already in this state. So, but, you know, that's the state level. I have to work with federal news. And right now with this change in the House of Representatives, I think it's, unfortunately, 2 years of holding the line instead of giant strides towards the progress you're talking about, and that's the reality here. And I know people want to hear optimism and all that and this stuff, but I got to be a little more sober on what we're looking at here.
Okay. Well, now look, we're going to take a quick break here, Congressman. But here's a question I'd like to bring up. We were talking about it earlier. We've lost five to six soldiers in Afghanistan in the last week or two. And we lost, you know, seven Marines, but that was a training accident. But training accidents happen. So, but the ones we've lost in Afghanistan, we've been in there for 17 years.
I think Secretary Mattis said 40 years is long enough for an Afghan war.
40 years?
Well, because, you know, the Russians basically.
Oh, counting the Russians.
79, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that because this is what Mattis is saying. And as far as, you know, if you've been in the military, you know, I mean, 17 years, there's got to be some kind of end date, you know, like say, you know, that says, okay, when we achieve this, we're out of there. Is the House saying anything like this?
You know, it's kind of an unspoken thing, at least publicly, by and large, you know, the defense related committees, they do their work on that, but it's after the whole Middle East and Afghanistan, you're talking about people culturally that we can hardly relate to.
I spent you know, years of my life there. I understand what you're talking about.
Well, you know much better than I, and you can, but as far as what's an end date, you know, you never publish an end date, you know that, but I don't know where you look, what signs you look for to say, okay, we're finished here, we've done what we can do. We probably already passed that date.
We probably have.
But so how do you gracefully do that? How do you step out of that and have that vacuum open up that lets everything back in that you've been fighting for, you know, our 15 years?
Yeah. Do we let the Taliban come back in?
And then that's come right back in, and every life that has been lost in the process is now feeling futile for the futility for the family of the lost and just the whole thing.
Okay.
It's hard to define a win. I mean, it was pretty cut and dried as you know, today we define the beginning of World War II and Pearl Harbor.
And an ending.
And an ending. We know what the win looked like. It was unconditional surrender on the USS Missouri on Tokyo Bay on September 2, 1945, right, Carl?
That was
it. Same thing in Germany in May of 45. So it's really, that was cut and dry. But you had a different type of enemy here that understood that, and one that you know, it's a different civilization than that. And
but we can define it because we defined it in Iraq and we won. We defined what we wanted in Iraq and we won that battle. We won that war until. It was to
amazingly well.
We won that war until Mr. Obama and Ms. Clinton came in and changed the rules, and then everything went away. But what I'm just saying is that, we had a clear end state that we wanted to be at, and I just don't see that in Afghanistan. But I'm hoping Mathis, who is, God knows he's fought enough of these, that he's coming up to the one. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in business in California, in over 40 counties they're teaching at. In fact, I'll be down teaching this weekend in Red Bluff with the Girls with Guns group down there. Give them a call at 999-1822 for classes. You have to get all, if you want to get all of your requals in. And remember, we've got a bunch of new laws coming out in January that's going to affect you, concealed carry classes and qualifications. Learn more at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Overcast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Turn me down just a little bit because we got that other thing turned up. There we go. Yeah, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Right across the street from the subway and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Man's Fast Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And the new Congress is going to be sworn in on January 3rd. They're already kind of working their way around there, looking for their little places they can go. Every year, Congressman, do you get a better office?
Oh,
Do they move you every?
I'm going to ask you though. Were you rocking that fog hat all the way through the break?
Oh yeah, we tried. What we were doing was while we were talking, we had another one of our homeless Denzians walk in off the street and sit down, refuse to leave. So we have to take care of that. And then when she was getting ready to leave, she spit into the Toys for Tots box. You just got to love them here. I mean, it's just, this is like, they're getting more and more. They're starting to roll in. So we just keep the doors locked. When I'm not here, the girls that work here, ladies that work here, just keep the doors locked because they have guys just wandering here off the streets. Most of the time they're not violent, but you don't know. And that's one of some of the things. But that's here in the local level.
That's not untrue of our offices a lot of the time. I mean, it's really becoming an issue.
Well, you're down there, because your business is here in town. What would you say is the number one goal of the Republicans? And don't say it's just surviving the next 2 years. The number one job or goal of the Republicans in the House of Representatives here for the next year.
Well, it isn't about getting a better office, as you started.
Well, no, I just thought it was by seniority that the longer you stayed, the better office you got.
Well, there's a lottery for that after the beginning of each new term, and so.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering how it went.
By lottery, the class of 2012, 2010, 2008, 2004.
Okay.
They're all in the same pool of their class. Each time, and they can choose to see, if they decide they want to try and change offices or upgrade them or whatever, then you can go to the lottery within your, the class I had, I think, had 50 plus in it, so you can draw a lot out of a basket there within that class of 50, and then if you whatever number you get means you can choose within that 2012 class of the offices that are available. So,
sure. How many?
So now you're ahead of 18, 16, and 14. So we weren't really looking to go through the trouble of moving from the Cannon office we have now, but we did the exercise just for kicks to see what number we'd come up with and what was available, and we decided it wasn't worth the effort
to move. Yeah.
Do that.
What about, you say there's, a class of 50. How many are left?
Oh, that'd be kind of interesting, yeah. A bunch of them have been picked off.
Just wondering, because this has been 6 years. How many, because you hear that, once you're in office, you've got a 99% chance of being reelected and all that kind of stuff. But how many of you, just maybe you don't have the answer right now, but it would be interesting to know is how many of that class of 52, 53 people are still there?
Well, there's a bunch of retirements this year too on both sides. I think I hate to guess, but I think approximately 40 or 50 retired from the House.
Yeah, but would they be retiring from the class of 2012?
No, from all years.
Yeah, I know that. But
so from 2012, I'd say 50 or 60 came in. At least 10 have lost elections or quit, or here and there some get in a scandal and have to quit.
Sure.
This or that, but I guess that'd be interesting to go back and look and see. But
20%.
I'll have to look at the old picture card and see what came of that group.
Okay, but so what is it that you feel that the leadership of the Republican Party wants to achieve here in this year of change in the House of Representatives?
Well, you have to acknowledge what are the mechanics of how you do that here. So when you don't have a majority of votes in the House, but you do in the Senate, and you have a president in the White House that will go along with most of what you're trying to do with your legislative agenda, then, you work the system you have. And so in the House of Representatives, in a way, it'll sort of look like how Chuck Schumer is doing things over there, which they gave us hardly anything that was they would deem controversial. So it is just about a little more modest expectations of what will pass in the House. That doesn't mean, we're not going to be able to do nothing. It means that you got to be more shrewd on how you can get things done bipartisanly. But, see, the Dems are going to have a big agenda, too. They're going to come in with a whole lot of wind in their sails, say, we got the majority now, so they're going to push single-payer health care and all that other crazy stuff that the gal from New York has wanting to do. That's now going to be all front burner stuff. And then gun control, you know, they're not going to let up on that. They're going to be pushing this stuff out and maybe passing these bills in the House. It depends on what the rural state Democrats are able to, how strong they're going to feel about it, the ones that are come from more red country. So what is it we really have to do is to do the best we can on the legislation to have good things that we can agree with, whether it's funding, whether it's other policy on resources. You know, I've been talking to my Democrat colleagues on this forestry issue. There's a couple of guys I've been working with all along anyway, that there's a greater recognition just by the problem that we're having with the car fire and with the campfire and all the many other fires and all their names, that the realization has to be finally coming around that we aren't getting it done on federal land, and that's the federal land is our responsibility. And if we're not doing better, then we're going to keep having these giant conflagrations of flames everywhere. So can we find finally a consensus on that, or is it going to be continued dominance by the environmental groups over the Democrat legislators, not letting them do what...
But Congressman, you know, that's really a good question, because after these fires, 17,000 homes, what happened down in Santa Rosa, now what's happening up here. It seems like if there's any time that you can get a consensus to clean out all these dead trees or to start thinning these forests out on our national forest, it would be now.
Well, we hear a lot, Carl, lately. He's like, well, you guys don't give the Forest Service enough funding. Well, I don't have a lot of confidence to give them a whole lot more money, because the pollen in there hasn't been aggressive enough on actually removing the material. And the reality is there's not enough money in the United States Treasury to treat millions and millions of acres to just remove brush and dead trees. That's very expensive.
No, I understand that.
Someone has to make a living at doing this, okay? And so that's where the private sector comes in. You pay people to go get a product that the public wants. We still have plenty of need for wood and paper products, and even the biomass that we should be channeling that into producing power instead of chasing foreign-made solar panels and foreign-made windmills. You know, I mean, we have all this material. It's probably going to burn one way or the other, whether it's going to be...
I'm not laughing. It's sad.
I know. You got to find some way to laugh, I guess. But
or
open burning the brush piles that they do. They do that sometimes. Well, where's all that stuff go? So when you're burning it in a power plant, you've employed somebody to cut the trees, to chip it, to haul it, to build the power plant, to operate the power plant, and make electricity that should be seen as renewable. And is reliable as well, because you have a fuel source you can turn on anytime. You don't have to wait for the wind. You don't have to wait for the sun to come up. So that would be the type of things we should be putting in place. But the environmental groups are not going to have it. And so with that, you don't have the infrastructure to burn the stuff in a biomass plant. You don't have the mills to process the wood. Instead, we're going to import our wood and paper products from Canada. Oh, that's great. You know, so it still comes down to that same tug of war we've been dealing with for, you know, the wood industry people tell you it's been for at least four decades now since we started losing the battle to the spotted owl and everything.
Okay, I just, you know, when I, you know, I this battle.
No, I know these aren't the dazzling answers you wanted to hear.
I
got to tell you the reality. This is the
that's what I want. This is what we need to hear is that if any time in the world it would seem that Democrats and Republicans could come together and say, okay, now's the time to do it. But in reality, even with, you know, we've got what Zinke and Perdue in there. I mean, they want to do it.
And that gets to the end of the question you kind of originally asked. What is it we can do? We do have a president who supports almost everything we're talking about here, okay?
Yeah.
And that's good. That's been very gratifying. And he's puts people in his place, in his cabinets, in his cabinet secretaries that understand what we're talking about. You know, whether it's EPA, you know, dialing things back to a more reasonable level of expectation and things that actually work in achieving clean air and clean water quality and all that, but not having to completely shut down and eviscerate American Combi and American energy production businesses that know how to responsibly do this stuff. Instead, you get all these guys just want to be, they're for big, dirty power and all that. And they think the only answer is solar and wind. And if you watch what's going on here right now with the power grid in California, right now PG&E is being made to the biggest villain you would ever see in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because been some accidents, there's been some problems. And I don't mean to discount them at all. They're obviously some really bad things have happened. But let's look at what kind of organization we have here. It's one that's completely dominated by state regulators. And they're told where they can get their power, what they can pay for it, what they have to do with their equipment, and what they cannot do. You know, when they're told go out and trim trees and to ensure that there's no interaction of trees and power lines, but me, your congressman, has to write a bill in the year 2018 to make the process a little more streamlined to actually do it, where it takes months and months of getting a permit to go out and trim trees around power lines in the U.S. Forest Service lands. You tell me who's at fault here. Because any power company can't go out and do what needs to be done because you have a reluctant bureaucrat somewhere, then...
What's your fault then, Doug?
Well, and that's the thing. Even Trump, when he started talking about how the fires started in the state of California, and they say, well, it's actually on federal land, sir. Like, well, okay. He's had less than 2 years to put in place the people in the USDA. USDA oversees the Forest Service, right?
Right.
To turn the tide on that. Well, so far he's gotten a couple people confirmed because the Senate won't confirm them. He's got Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, who oversees it. And the rest of it is a bunch of dyed-in-the-wool believers in the Forest Service. Many of them. Many are not. You got good guys and gals. I don't want to completely say that because I'll get yelled at too, but it's a deal where you have a lot more ologists than you have foresters than they used to have 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
A lot more that are about... not allowing anything to happen because you might affect a tree or a bug or a fish. So these are the challenges we have, and the administration needs help turning the corner on putting the people in place. They're going to say, yes, there's a balancing act we need to have in the Forest Service. These aren't just complete environmental preserves or wilderness areas or grasslands that are going to be protected from something. It's very frustrating that... people say, well, you guys have the president, you got the House, you used to have the House, you have the Senate, you can't get anything done because you still have an entrenched bureaucracy that's fighting you every step of the way. And you see that on the news all the time, don't you, Carl?
Yeah, you know what? This is, the thing that we see are people like this Lois Lerner and other people that are nameless, faceless bureaucrats that make decisions, and this is like on the BLM and all these other things, that these people make decisions that nobody even knows who they are. And you just all of a sudden you get taxed, you get your land taken away from you, not taken away in the sense that they just take it from you, but they take away your use of it. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, you go up and you have to fight it in court, cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then you win 4 years later, and then it's like, oh. And then they turn around and do it again to somebody else. You know, there's something wrong with a system where your government takes advantage of you like that.
It's one of the most oppressive things that you will see, and it makes me really angry because your government should not be victimizing you that way. It's there to help you.
You should not be afraid of your government.
Should be able to walk up to the counter at any government agency and they ask you, how do we help you? And they should have a clear answer of how you get the help that you've asked for. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in that room to begin with.
You know, one of the things that I have to do is I have to put – now, we're having to upload our public information folders to the FCC, upload it. And we've kept them here, at the location, but now we have to upload them. And one of the things we have to upload is, are there any controversial shows on your station?
What?
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
controversial. Well, who gets to find that?
Well,
right?
that's my problem, and I've got a phone call in. The FCC has treated us really well. Don't misunderstand me. They have always been helpful. They have reached out. When I have questions, they come back to me right away. FCC as a organization is easy to work with, you know. So, you know, yep. When you have others that are not like that. So, but in this one, that's why I've got phone calls in going, what do you mean exactly by this, by controversial? And so, I'm not even sure, you know, if that even applies. So,
yeah,
but
true.
See, these are all the things we have to load up and into a file now that's at the highest level. Instead of
well,
at the local level.
Starting to define what is approved government speech, right? When you see that.
Well, when I see that, I don't know if that's what they mean. That's why I've got the phone call in, because it seems like, you know, do you have controversial shows on? I mean, you could say my show here, when I say something could be controversial, you could say Laura Ingraham's controversial, you could say Rachel Maddow is controversial. Is that what they mean, or are they looking for something else? So that's the question I have.
Well, anyway. It's defined by Google and Facebook and Twitter and those guys, it just means conservative speech, right?
That's what I mean. And so when I see this, but this FCC is under the leadership of a Republican group as opposed to what it was before. So
do you think all 20,000 of them in there are Republicans yet, though, Carl?
No, not yet. I would say
okay.
There's
right.
probably different ones. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Let's
these
be,
nameless faceless these nameless faceless guys and girls,
civil service employees that. You can't remove for hardly any reason if you don't get to come in and just clean house, put your people in place in a new administration.
It used to be like that. So I have this last question then, is since it looks like it's going to be, I can't wait to talk to you in February after they've been there for a month, after the new Democrats have been there a month, just to get your take on this.
So I tell people, hey, you know, I'm trying to be somewhat humorous here, but turn on C-SPAN and bring popcorn, okay? It's going to be something else to watch. And you say, well, Doug, why are you so flip? Like, well, I'm also saddened inside that we've lost the momentum here, but as part of my coping mechanism, I try to find humor as well. And, this is a two-year sentence, okay? I mean, the voters have thrown out a bunch of my Republican colleagues. Seven of them in California. We had 14 Republicans in California out of 53. Now we have seven.
Yeah, all of Orange County went blue. All of Orange County went blue.
You're laughing. Is that funny?
No, I mean, I used to live in Orange County. I mean, this was a conservative bastion down there in Southern California. So whatever the Democrats did down there, they did it right.
So much industry has been chased out of California. You used to have... some level, a lot of manufacturing, a lot of aerospace. You had a lot of related things like that used to be done and produced down there. And California's attitude since, probably got a good start with the Gray Davis era, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Republican governors, I think, were able to keep somewhat of a rein on it there. But everything changed. Everything changed. People want to say Prop 87 changed count. 187, that was the one the voters passed to say that you don't give benefits to people that are in the state illegally. I know what a weird concept that would be, but 187 has angered all Latino voters, the pundits will say, and so we've been losing elections ever since. So, and you see a push now, Carl, too, for some of these Sacramento former legislators or some that are current there, that we need a new party. Well, what party do you need here? I mean, the Republican platform, the Republican values, whether they're always enforced or done by the Republican legislators, I think are still solid, that's in the platform. What, do you want to have a new middle ground one, or what is it going to be?
I don't know.
So they say we need a new party. Well, that's somebody, I think, creating a headline, a job for themselves, because it's basically coming down this country to about two different philosophies, and I even see terms thrown around in the press like we're having a civil cold war because everything's so polarized. I don't know how you fix it, but the media whips it really badly with a lot of misinformation out there.
Sure.
And
Congressman, I just...
People's value system. What are people's value systems in name? What are they learning in school? What are they learning at home? What are they learning from their parents? What's going on? That's really the core of all this. Go ahead.
Two things, and then just the first thing is I had a family member come visit us up here in Northern California. He says, do you realize what a bubble of greatness you guys have up here, of common sense? Because he's from the Sacramento area. And he, you know, thinking about how he can talk about anything, you know, all this kind of stuff. But the second one is you know, giving you
can talk about, you can talk about anything.
You can talk about stuff without having to feel like somebody's going to come to your door and, you know, and break it down and having 25 people out in front of your house.
Right. The protesters,
that kind of thing,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, with different opinions. But the other thing I want to do is let you, give you some time to say, you know, for holiday greetings to all of our listeners and everything.
Well, the day that we're commemorating today is Pearl Harbor Day. And there's, I know, two different events going on that I'm going to hustle down to one here in Gridley here in a few minutes to commemorate the survivors that may be there. We're having fewer and fewer of our guys that are...
All of ours have left us.
Yes. Yeah. And I know you're having one, well, I understand you're having one about 9:30 at the courthouse.
Yeah, 9:55 today at the courthouse.
9:55 is the right time. Get there early. So I just urge everybody, go out there and be part of that and just remember what happened 77 years ago and the veterans and the people that were now missing to think about that. And then you know, we just buried our 41st president, and I got to... the amazing ceremony at the National Cathedral there this week, and just seeing the outpouring there, and you know, I guess to be a bit wry here for a second, the press's sudden adulation for President Bush.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
God, it was sickening. Yeah,
but you know, so just thinking about these things, we think about those the fires we had here in Paradise. I can up the hill from my house here, and of course the car fire and. You know, we have a lot of things that we need to be very circumspect about and thinking about how our lives are and how good we all have it. And as you mentioned, your friend from Sacramento, the bastion of